Today, there's almost nothing on the Old Town Square to remind visitors of the Marianne Column that once stood here. On one side of me, a band of musicians belting out ragtime hits for the tourists. On the other, a street cleaner sweeping up rubbish. But at my feet, a group of paving stones set into the cobbles, a circular one in a square inset with four smaller slabs arranged symmetrically at each corner. This was the exact site of the Baroque Marianne Column. Photos show a 15-metre sandstone column bearing aloft a gilded statue of the Virgin Mary and four allegorical figures of angels, erected in 1650 by the Holy Roman Emperor Ferdinand III. Jan Bradner, academic sculptor, restorer and a member of the Marianne Column Restoration Society.
The column was erected in memory of the defence of the people of Prague from the siege by Swedish troops in 1648. It was the last battle of the 30 Years' War. The lifting of the siege of Prague ended the 30 Years' War in Europe, and the Prague Marianne Column was also regarded as the most beautiful monument in Europe that marked the end of the war.
Today, you'll often read that over the centuries, many Czechs, whose uprising against their Catholic Habsburg overlords was finally stamped out in 1648, regarded the column as an insult, a daily reminder of the failure of the Bohemian revolt. Certainly, it was part of a broader re-Catholization that followed. Marianne Column sprung up all over the war-ravaged Holy Roman Empire as the Habsburgs re-established control. But sculptor Peter Vanya, who's worked for years to produce a replica of the column, says the crowd that toppled the statue in November 1918 had been whipped up by misinformation.
The pulling down of the statue was actually an act of fake news. The column was described as a symbol that must be brought down, and in this way fulfilled the symbolic breaking away from Austro-Hungary. And this symbol was abused by a chap named Franta Sauer, a bohemian sort of fellow from Prague who whipped up the crowd, who marched on the Marianne Column, and indeed brought the column crashing down.
We were speaking in a cafe in the shadows of the nearby Teen Church, the temporary resting place of Peter Vanya's replica of the statue of the Virgin Mary. He and the Marianne Column Restoration Society, formed in 1990, have financed and produced a replica not only of the statue, but also of the column and its plinth. But what they lack is official permission to erect it. That was granted in 2013 and a contract signed to carry out the work. But 4 years later, the City Hall changed its mind. Indeed, there were scuffles earlier this summer when the society began peeling away cobblestones to begin laying foundations without all the paperwork in place. They were ordered to put them back immediately, and despite several more incidents, it seems the city authorities are unwilling to move forward. The mayor of Prague, Zdeněk Hřib, was interviewed recently by Czech radio.
The efforts to build the Marianne Column on the Old Town Square have repeatedly been accompanied by unlawful acts, and I perceive this as a big problem. The second problem of this issue is that it arouses great controversy. It's something that divides society. And, by its very nature, this statue clearly cannot serve as the act of reconciliation as it's described by some of its supporters. From my point of view, it's clearly a symbol of the defeat of the idea of tolerance and the violent establishment of one belief over another.
The mayor is a young, liberal figure in Czech politics, a member of the Czech Pirate Party, but he's keenly aware, perhaps, that while Catholics certainly outweigh Protestants in this country, the number of people who consider themselves religious at all are heavily outnumbered by those who don't, and the relationship with their Habsburg history is complicated. So for now, Peter Vanya and the Marianne Column Restoration Society have found themselves confronted with an adversary whose word is even more absolute than that of God, the Czech bureaucrat. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.